With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hanestine squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune it, chill out, and feel good inside. Like it girls. Hey,
we the ish girls. Welcome back to It Girls Podcast.
This is Lindsay, and we're doing it, girls. We are doing the astrology episode. Mystic Meg. And who's another famous one?
Mystic, I think Mystic Meg is the one, but then what's her name from Astrology Zone? Susan.
There was a guy, he was bald, I think.
Ooh, I don't know him.
He'd be in the back of the sun.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. One of those kind of ones, yeah.
Mystic
yeah.
Meg was in, like, a column, didn't she?
She was huge, wasn't she? Like, world renowned. I mean, everyone uses that time.
Probably the most famously into astrology person, right?
Well, yeah, mainstream, I guess.
Russell Brand is chasing for that. He's very into that world.
Is he?
I'd say so, yeah.
I thought he's an atheist.
But he's all like yoga beads.
He is yoga beads, you know? Very namaste.
Yeah,
vibes.
I feel like he's like, I am here, but you don't know if I am. Like, I'd say he's in his own little made up one, but. Would read Mystic Meg as well.
Oh, I'd say he stands.
I'd say he has crystals for sure.
Oh, he wears crystals, doesn't he?
He's like Spencer Pratt.
I was just going to say Spencer Pratt is defo probably the most modern day Mystic Meg.
He spends so much money on crystals.
He's like $25,000 a month.
And that meme of him with the crystal on his forehead.
Like, do you ever see that part? Or like the interview with them after like The Hills? He was like saying that like he basically bankrupted them on crystals.
He is
like, we were spending $50,000 a week on crystals. He's like, I bought this amethyst 50 meters high. Like,
and it's like
crazy.
So spiky. I'm like, what if you fell into that fucking massive
damn
thing?
Baby.
It's like, if they have their baby now?
Yeah.
Do they have the crystals?
I know. Well,
yeah, no,
it was a miracle baby.
And it was a flip with Spencer on The Hills. Like, he was kind of like, and then he went total radicalized by astrology.
I do think he was. I loved how he looked when he was like radicalized by the crystals, because his hair, like, he looked cool as fuck.
He just looked so different to the preppy guy.
Yeah, like Grateful Dead t-shirts on, like a long beard, like long hair. He was just like going wild.
I remember he was huge on Snapchat for a while.
Oh, he was iconic.
He wrote
Snapchat.
To me and James. Like, yeah, he'd write back to everyone, like with emojis. Really Spencer Pratt wrote back to me.
He was more, I think he was one of those like people who went huge on Snapchat. Yeah. Like, he was one of the most followed people or something.
He was really funny on it.
Oh, he was hilarious.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Bring I know what I'll back. Be YouTubing after. Spencer Pratt's best Snapchats compilation.
So he's an astrology stan. Lindsay's not an astrology stan. I don't know if he's an astrology stan. Maybe crystal stan. I feel like they're separate worlds.
True.
But I love a bit of astrology, as you guys know probably. Well, actually, I feel like most people don't know that you're not into it, because I always get people being like, I think this would be a really good episode idea. I'm like, oh honey, you have not listened to enough of It Girls Podcast.
But maybe it's if they don't follow our IG.
True.
Because Jenny would like be resharing like the memes
sometimes, like, yes.
Oh, typical Scorpio, and I would be not inviting that. Because sometimes I think I'm like, it's a weird thing. I'm not like, oh, I'm such a Pisces. I wouldn't really describe myself with my astrology.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I think
yeah.
some people would.
I mean, I think it's like the memes are just like entertainment, right? Like that's why, because like, I mean, there's two parts. Like I've always liked astrology a bit for kind of, like when we did the Myers-Briggs personality test. Like I am interested in that in general. And I think it can be a fun way like
that. Introspective kind of.
Yeah, because like if you, like it's like when we did that episode, when we were reading through all those traits, like whether I think I have them or not, it made me like question it for a moment. And be like, do I have that? Especially the negative ones. You're like, am I controlling?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've always enjoyed it for that kind of self-reflection kind of moment, because like if it is saying like, oh, your chart would say you're likely to be like XYZ, I'd be like, am I? You know, I don't do it. Like, I think people have a misconception between like, they're always like, nothing can tell the future. It's like,
yeah,
it's never really meant to be something that's like, tomorrow you will meet the love of your life. Yeah. You know, that way I would always consider astrology more to be like the reading of like whatever you want to say, like the planets or whatever, and how that could affect you as a person, you know, mm-hmm. just like kind of like your personality traits, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think some people defo do kind of, like you see it on Instagram, people being like, oh my god, typical me, Leo.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, an excuse then sometimes. Yeah, as
sometimes
well.
Like, oh no, I mean, my boyfriend had this massive fight, but he gets it because of my sign. I'm like, okay. Don't see men also. It's very female driven kind of. I think women would be more like, I think more like introspective, I would find women. Like,
yeah.
You know, they'd be like, oh, like, how did I handle that? Like, always kind of like, you know, lads just kind of, you know, like lads aren't as careful with how they kind of speak a lot of the time.
Yeah, or they just don't really like even question like personality traits. They're like, just who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, rude prick, just me.
Yeah,
that's personality.
Yeah,
they're not like, it's because my Venus is in Capricorn.
I know, the girlfriend's like signing him into CoStar. Yeah, being like, babe,
babe,
it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, I didn't realize your Mars was in Scorpio. Yeah. Of course you're gonna cheat.
Let's get out the quartz.
Just put this quartz in your dick every night. Yeah. Especially when you cheat on me. And has healing powers.
Swipe up chastity belt quartz belt.
A chastity quartz belt. Like a pearl thong with a silk rose quartz.
The girlos would be buying that, to be honest.
I would. Fucking love rose quartz. It's so stunning and
it
pink.
It is divine.
but yeah, you do see a lot of that. And I think that's why, you know, it is more female. I remember my friend Taya tweeted once and she's like, astrology is the stock market, but for women. It's so true.
So true. That is gas. Who were reading her book?
Oh, yes. We should plug. I did plug that on my Insta.
Yeah. We'll do it on IG, on our Icaz.
Yeah, so I'll post it maybe over the next day or so. We are going to read my friend Taya's book and we're going to have her on the podcast soon. That's a story for a different day, but you don't have to read it before going in.
Just saying,
girls. And anyway, lads and astrology. Like, could you?
Would you be down for like an astrology guy?
Absolutely no way. There's no way in hell. Like, it's like astrology is like Instagram for me. I'm like, it's a me only time.
Yeah, it's like
I don't need you to like it.
No, I for me it was like, no, a turn off. And with Spencer, like, Spencer was cute and then he got a bit mad. But like a girl, they go all mystical and kind of dreamy if they're into it.
Yeah, and like it might improve their aesthetic somewhat.
Yeah.
But like men, it's like, yeah, they always go down more the Dungeons and Dragons area of things.
Yes.
Which I know is like a game, but you get what I mean.
Yeah. I think we're all on the same page. I'm
pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Our intuitive elements mean we are all on the same page.
And with that, let's dive into the app.
So what we're going to do is we're going to open CoStar and we're going to go through this kind of like we did our personality test. So we're going to both, the app is CoStar, CoStar. I always get asked this. So write it down, girls. Not sponsored, obviously, but it's like a really aesthetic millennial kind of astrology app and it gives you your chart and they're the different elements, kind of like the personality test of like different parts of your astrological chart that could affect how you are and how you react to things emotionally and on a spiritual nature. So CoStar, you put in your date of birth, you put in your time of birth and you get it. Follow along with us if you like. And let's start. So what is, first off, what is your sun? This is like your main star sign.
What sign am I? Is that what
you're asking? That's your sign.
Pisces.
I'm a Scorp, as we all know.
We know.
But now we know really twice as much.
I've never identified as a Pisces.
Just let that be known. Speak your truth, hon.
But that's apparently what I am.
So what does a CoStar say about your sun in Pisces?
The sun determines your ego, identity, and role in life. It's the core of who you are. And it is the sign you're most likely to already know. Your sun is Pisces, meaning you are fundamentally dreamy, insightful, and in your own world. You exist on a chaotic plane of the divine that is not at all material. Your rich imagination endows you with a strong intuition for hidden emotional currents. When you take offense, it is deeply, and you aren't necessarily interested in reconciliation. Okay. It's in your third house, meaning you feel the need to distinguish yourself from others through the things you know and are familiar with.
Sounds like a podcaster to me.
With two kids.
Is that just a sign of a podcaster I've just heard?
Okay, wow. Go on.
So we're both water signs. And a big part of being a water sign is meant to be that we're very intuitive.
So there's water, earth.
All the elements, fire and air.
Okay.
So we're both water, which means we're both kind of like intuitive and kind of very emotional. That's like another kind of trip. Like, and emotional in different ways. So the other water signs are Cancer. And Cancers are emotional kind of like they like isolate themselves, kind of like sensitive like that, you know, that way, like hard on the outside, squishy on the inside, like a crab,
like a little crabby
goes back into his house.
Oh.
And they love their home.
Okay. Pisces
are emotional. Usually they're kind of meant to be like like the more
dramatic,
kind of chaotic, but like also they're meant to be really intuitive and to like just empaths. That's like what the Pisces is, like an empath. Like you absorb other people's emotions, you feel other people's emotions, and it can affect you greatly. And then Scorpio are more emotional in a like emo way. So like they wouldn't be as like loud with their emotions, but they would feel them really intensely and probably internalize them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And then
what happens?
And what do you mean? Oh, then it depends on your chart then, because then it's like all your different elements, your emotions are also like affected by a different astrological placement, which we'll get into as we go along. So it's kind of like a tree, you know, your sun is at the top, and then it's like how you deal with those kind of, like they say your sun is like your true soul, your ascendant or your rising is like what you project, and then your moon is your emotional side.
Okay. Do
you relate to any of those?
Do I relate? Let me think. Chaotic, I see that. I don't know if I look at myself too much. I definitely think I have a different perception of who I am, you know, the way.
Then what? I wouldn't think you are.
Like, I think I'm self-aware, like in how I treat people, but yeah, not really in how I like project myself.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do find these things kind of hard to untwine.
Yeah.
I'm like, because I don't know the like language.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because I don't get that deeply into it. Like. So yeah, I find it kind of difficult to understand.
Let me see yours again for a sec. I'll see if I can kind of understand what it's also written so like millennially.
Yeah.
You exist in a chaotic plane of the divine that is not all material. I don't really understand. That's like gobbledygook.
Yeah, exactly.
Your rich imagination endows you with a strong intuition for hidden emotional currents. So like it just means that you're extremely intuitive because you're very imaginative, because Pisces are meant to be like creatives, true creatives as well. When you take offense, it's deeply, and you aren't necessarily interested in reconciliation. So like it's kind of that saying, like you would feel emotions very intensely. So like if you are, you know, if someone has offended you or wronged you, you will be quite deeply upset about it, but you're not upset about it in the way that you're like, please forgive me. Like, you don't really like, reconciliation isn't always your end goal, I guess is what they
think.
Mean.
I'm always bloody reconciling with people, to be honest.
No, you do forgive easy, but it's just saying that it's not your, like, you wouldn't always enter a confrontation where like you are trying to like reconcile and make things right sometimes.
Oh, apologize for myself.
Yeah, or like, yeah, exactly.
Just, like, agree with me.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's in your third house, meaning you feel the need to distinguish yourself from others through the things you know and are familiar with. So I guess it means like you take pride in the things you know and you like to spread that knowledge with the people, like your intense music taste.
True. Yeah, I'm real intense with that.
Yeah, and you know a lot about it.
I can't really kind of concentrate on like shows anymore.
Yeah, you're just a music gal.
I just can't. Instagram can affect that, and Snapchat, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, are you gonna do yours next?
Yes. So my son is in Scorpio. It says the same, the first two sentences about your ego, etc. Mm-hmm. Your son is in Scorpio, meaning you have a fundamental urge to get to the bottom of things, which can at times lead to you be manipulative or power hungry. But it comes down to an intense passion for authenticity, real intimacy, and the truth. It's in your ninth house, meaning you feel the need to distinguish yourself from others through philosophy, faith, education, and politics. Honey.
Oh, hello. Jenny has walked in.
Basically, you're a know-it-all. Who happens to know it all? So a fundamental urge to get to the bottom of things, I would probably agree with that. I don't think I'd agree with at times leading me to be manipulative or power hungry, because that doesn't really resonate with me.
No.
Like, if I'm trying to get to the bottom of things...
You're pretty straight. Well, you're very straight.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't think you've ever been, like, competitive in that sense.
Yeah, not really. No. Like, I would never be like, I need more power!
Yeah, yeah. I'm climbing up the ladder of
Give
power.
Me more power!
Yeah.
Like, no, it doesn't really interest me whatsoever. But to get to the bottom of things, like, I guess that's, like, I'm such a researcher.
Mm.
And if I get into something... I can't get into something half... way, like if I'm into something, I'm fucking into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if I've no interest, I'm like, eh, whatever. I have an intense passion for authenticity, real intimacy, and the truth.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Probably, yeah. And then, yeah, distinguish yourself from others through philosophy, faith, education, and politics. That is just a know-it-all.
You say that. The last one?
It's like you feel the need to distinguish yourself from others through philosophy, faith, education, and politics. I have to say politics, like politics.
Politics.
Which I guess could be true. I mean, sometimes I randomly just know a lot of shit. And I like to spread that knowledge, man.
But you obviously invest the time to learn about it.
Yeah. You know? Which comes from my need for the truth and researching.
Yes. And I do think that, like, within that, you know, I think that you would be straight, not manipulative, but your circle would be small.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you would only really have someone in your life, I think, if it was, like, really a person. You know, like, you have, like, a small base or something.
Yeah. I don't do many acquaintances. Yeah,
that is a deep intimacy within each one, you know?
I agree. That's, wow.
Wow.
Mind blown. So next up is your moon.
Okay. I love the like layout of this
app. I knew you'd love the aesthetics.
I do totally love the astrology aesthetic.
Oh hell yeah.
Like, love that.
And like the aesthetic of this app is nice in the sense that it's easy to read. It's not, because a lot of astrology shit is minging. It's like really long winded and like it can just feel. And like people always ask me like, what book can I read to learn about astrology? I'm like, honey, you think I read a book?
It's called a blog.
It's called a blog. And it's called Instagram accounts. And it's called hours on the internet.
Yeah.
For years. So
literally, I have a degree now.
You think I'd fucking pick up a book on this shit?
One book. I've read 35 over the course of 5 years online.
Oh, okay, so your moon, Hunzo.
Okay, so the two first sentences. Okay, so the moon is your emotions, moods, and feelings. This is likely the sign you most think of yourself as, since it reflects your personality when you're alone or deeply comfortable. Your moon is in Aries, meaning your emotional self is independent, energetic, and enthusiastic. You have a tendency to feel inadequate and overcompensate just because failure is a possibility. It's in your fifth house, meaning you find security and safety through romance, self-expression, creativity, and pleasure.
Okay.
Okay.
Aries is a...
You're so seen.
I know. It does.
And even if it's like, I wouldn't... definitely agree, I'm like,
Yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently this is what everyone fucking thinks of me, man. But that's I interesting. Like, you've got a moon in Aries, but a fire sign. Fiery.
Oh.
So that's like your fiery nature. Because like you are, even though like you, we'd always be like such a Pisces, like there are also elements to you that I was always like not Pisces, because Pisces are usually like pussies who like are just afraid of getting hurt all the time, so they'd never like confront anyone, and we all know that ain't you, honey.
Oh, hello.
So but yeah, and Aries are like the first sign as well, so they always, my dad's an Aries, so okay, they're like very much like they're fiery personalities who aren't afraid of a bit of a fucking argument and like kind of relish in it, to be honest.
Enjoy it, just see it as conversation
basically. Yeah,
yeah.
And don't, and they also never understand like when other people can't see that, usually, like that you can enjoy it as a conversation, and if someone gets emotional about it, you can be a bit like, I'm just talking to you, you know, that way.
For sure, that happened this weekend.
Yes.
With my sister. It was so annoying.
But that, I guess that does happen to you. I don't think I agreed with the last part of that. I can't remember what it said, but I remember it was something about like, let me have a look. It's sad. You have a tendency to feel inadequate and overcompensate just because failure is a possibility. I don't think you do that at all. But it's like peacocking. Because you might fail. Like you've to feel inadequate and overcompensate. So yeah, no, I wouldn't agree with that on you at all. But like independent, energetic and enthusiastic as your emotional self, I would definitely agree with. It's like a classic, what you call it? Extrovert.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They do say that about the Aries as well, like they are extroverts, they're always like loving life.
That's what I always want to do, you know.
True. That is your energy.
That is what I seek. Mm-hmm. I love to have fun.
Love to have fun.
Fun little fish.
And you are, yeah, definitely. Like, party in the room right over here. So mine, it says, moon is in Leo. So yeah, reels your emotions, moods, feelings, blah, blah, blah. Yours is in Leo, meaning your emotional self is dramatic, proud, expressive, idealistic, and somewhat self-centered. Wow, thank you. You sound like someone on Twitter. You need a lot of love, care, and validation from other people. It's in your fifth house, meaning you find security and safety through romance, self-expression, creativity, and pleasure.
So we'd be similar.
Very similar. We're both fire signs. Ooh, both double fire.
Double water.
So we're like extinguishing ourselves constantly.
Okay. Kind of on the fence vibes?
Well, I think it's more like our fire never takes over. Because the water.
Okay.
You know what
balanced
I mean?
People. That's yeah. A balance.
A bit of a balance there, Defo. But fiery emotionally, which is interesting. Because like, you know, we both...
Do you think we are?
I'd say so in a way. Like, we feel things very hard.
Yeah. But I do think we have a balance.
Yeah, we're not hotheads.
No.
Neither.
And there may
are.
Be some once or twice I can be like a year.
Yeah, but that's very, it's actually quite rare with you. And it's usually because some other shit's going on.
A hangover and like some horrendous thing.
Totally. The fear. But I think that, like, I think we both kind of said like, pleasure.
Pleasure. Doesn't that make you feel so seen?
It's like, you horny freak.
And I know, and I'm always like, it is something that you would never consider.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never be like, what's my relationship with pleasure? You know? You're not just sitting, like, we're on Instagram, you know? We're just chilling.
Yeah.
You're not thinking of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
when you are put with this question or assumption.
Yeah, you're kind of like, is that true? It says here, because on this app, you can like connect with your friends and it tells you when you're similar to someone. And apparently Adam is the same. Adam O'Reilly.
He is fire and water.
So, well, he also had, it says like similar to his sign. He's a Cancer. Oh, a Leo moon. So he and I have the same moon. And he's a Sagittarius rising. Whoa, he's like double fire with a bit of water. Fiery prick.
He is like, yeah, that is pretty him.
Yeah, defo. And Sagittarius are wild. So like, that's why I guess he gets his more chaotic energy from.
Yeah, that's why he's so loved.
Yeah.
His Saggy.
Interesting though, fire. So what is your ascendant? So this is like your rising or whatever. And they say this is, I think, what you show other people. You're okay. Kind of outer layer.
Yes. When you're not in the gaff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your ascendant is a mask. Yeah. Let's see. it can be seen in your personal style and how you come off to people when you first meet. Some say it becomes less relevant as you get older. It changes every 2 hours. So if it doesn't make sense, text your mom to confirm your birth time.
Huh? Oh, it's just like saying you might have put in the wrong time.
Would they know that?
Well, because the moon sign changes every 2 hours. So they're just saying that, like, if what you're reading is wrong, make sure you put in your right birth time because it might change if you were an hour over or something.
Interesting. Your ascendant is in Scorpio, meaning
Shut up! Sorry! Me being like...
I know, I'm like... Mystic Meg has entered the building. This is so crazy.
So your ascendant is in Scorpio.
Meaning you come across as passionate, incisive, cunning, strategic, and perceptive. Your intense and tenacious drive comes off as intimidating and powerful, if not malicious or aggressive. Dab.
And you know what my ascendant is?
What?
Pisces.
Oh my God.
I never did. That's so funny.
And that's Scorpio. How you create It Gals podcast.
The Scorpio rising makes sense that we've got a Scorpio and a Scorpio
so
rising.
So they're all within the same area.
Yeah, very similar. So mine says, so your ascendant is in Pisces, meaning you come across as kind, dreamy, imaginative, and sensitive. Most of your actions seem subtle and non-aggressive, and yet you may sometimes come off as indecisive.
Hmm.
So it's more like your outer... Because I think you're... When you meet someone right away, Lindsay, you are kind of like... You know, quite... You're extroverted. You know, you're like, hello! This is me! You know?
I'm your mother.
Yeah. Where I would be maybe a bit more reserved.
Yeah.
You know, that way. Mm. Like, that's kind of our protection shell, if you will. But they do also say that, like... With your ascendant, you're meant to kind of grow out of this by the time you're around 30. So it shouldn't be like overly the one that you really like. There's because they're saying it's kind of your like childlikeness.
Yeah, almost. You can grow out of it.
Yeah, they say that most of the time, like by the time you're like around 27, 28, like you should be getting less and less like that because usually if someone is still like that, I guess it's kind of a sign they haven't really matured or like grown beyond their kind of like shy how they project.
Yeah, because I wouldn't like for you I would have noticed a change definitely in the past few years. You were way more introverted a few years ago and like now it's like not a prob.
Yeah, no, you know? Not at all. Yeah, and it was
you learn to kind of push yourself and be like, okay, I'm too actually glad.
Yeah, totally. And I'd say yours has kind of changed as well. I think you used to be more more extroverted, but to a point where like I was like I could tell it was almost maybe a bit of overcompensation, like or being like maybe when we were younger, like being a bit more afraid of there being a silence in the room, so you'd just say something mad, you know, that way. But now you don't do that anymore at all, you know, that way. But that's like from like years ago, you know, that way.
Yeah.
Where you would just like like we'd all be like standing here and say like saying some, we literally lull in the conversation for like 10 seconds and Lindsay would be like, so guys, went on a mad date last night.
Yeah, totally.
And then you'd be like, why did I say that, I got so awkward.
And then I'm like, hello, I have a podcast.
And then I'm like,
please listen, because I'm clearly just dying to be heard.
And I'm like retreating more and more. I'm like,
aww. I'm like dying for attention. Can the conversation turn to me for a second, for God's sake?
Guys, I noticed we veered off me.
Yeah. Hello. I was on a date. No one asked.
Interesting. Okay, so what your next one is your Mercury. Oh, no. I read mine. Yeah, sorry. Your Mercury.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, so there's one, two. We'll do three more down to Mars, like a Mars bar. Yummy caramel.
Did you ever have one of the battered ones? I never did.
And no.
I can just crave it sometimes.
I sometimes think about that and I'm like,
that sounds so that would, glorious.
That I would hit just, quite right yeah. now.
Like a melted Mars bar within the savoriness
of the batter.
I know. I'm like, why didn't they fully blow up?
I know. Why didn't that go viral?
Yeah.
But the Cronut did.
And those pretzels that are everywhere. Like they're grand, but like they're not that. Anyway.
They're no battered Mars bar. That's all I'm saying.
But I haven't even tried.
Me neither, hon.
Okay, so our Mercury...
Mercury determines...
Yeah. Your Mercury is in Pisces, meaning your intellect is emotionally driven, dreamy, and a bit in the clouds. Your imagination and intuition keeps you open to other people's ideas. You're a good listener. Though you may have a tendency for white lies, you prefer face-to-face communication. It is in your third house, meaning you are curious about and inclined to analyze how you communicate, whether you really understand something and other things you don't know.
Interesting. So your Mercury's in Pisces, it said, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mercury, sorry, I don't think you read it the first, but just in case anyone's confused, Mercury determines how you communicate, talk, think, and process information. It also indicates how you learn. It's the mind's planet. So Mercury controls how you think, how you understand the world, how you communicate.
Okay. So face-to-face, I would prefer.
Yeah, defo.
That's, I meet up with the people a lot. I wouldn't be like, that's why I found ISO V hard, because I was like, oh god, I usually see like a lot of people throughout the day,
and
stuff. Like, I need that. Like, I wouldn't be satisfied just staying and texting, or kind of.
And you're even like that in your dating world, like, and I think that's interesting when it's your communication, because it's like, there's always been times where like you'll be texting a guy and you're just like, I can't sit around texting you all day, like, can we just meet up? And they'd be like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, and like, I know. That is always such a turn off for you.
Oh yeah, if they're like,
and it's a big fork in the road for you with lads. I've noticed it come up a good few times where you're just like,
texting a lot.
No, you're just like, I'm not going to be sitting and texting all day.
No,
that's not how.
No, like just those text combo kind of thing.
Yeah,
is not my vibe.
No, you need to like connect with someone one on one.
Yeah, even IRL. A phone call. I'd be a phone caller girl.
Yeah, you are. You're very much.
My poor friends are like, oh no. I'm like, and another fucking thing. With my AirPods now that I'm like bawling around. Yes.
Me and Lindsay, I think we had 3 hours on the phone the other day. Two separate calls yesterday.
Yeah, like let's have a full double podcast on the phone before we record.
Before we record, let's make sure we've absolutely nothing to say.
We got raspy.
Sorry, Lindsay called me.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what yours says.
Yeah,
and I wonder if it brings up that. Like, you're communicative. Mm.
So my says my Mercury is in Sagittarius, meaning your intellect is expansive, boundary pushing, and independent. Though your sincere and irreverent curiosity about everything sincere and irreverent curiosity about everything, you have a critical opinion of most things. A big picture thinker, you can find yourself unconcerned with details. You tend to be fairly sarcastic and make other people feel uncertain. It's in your ninth house, meaning you are curious about and inclined to analyze what you believe in, what and how to learn politics, philosophy, and your personal ethics.
Mm.
So I guess they're a little bit of a, you know, kind of that introspective vibe, but like also like a bit of a skeptic, I think that is kind of saying like,
yeah,
like you'd always be kind of critical.
Yeah, thinking. I got kind of like reserved and like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your morals, like you have your boundaries, but then like maybe a little, like sometimes with business things, I would have to push you, but be like, come on, we'll just fire them.
Definitely, yeah. Or go for it. You've definitely had to do that to me, 100%.
And maybe Evan's that for you as well.
Yeah, to an extent.
What is he?
I don't know what his Mercury is. He's a Capricorn though. His sun sign is a Capricorn.
And we know someone as well who also is.
A Capricorn.
And they're quite, she's female.
Yes, yes,
she's
yes.
Similar.
Yes. Capricorns, are usually like very work oriented, work and financial. But yeah, so Mercury and Sagittarius, I would agree, like, as in I have, and that kind of goes back to also being like a researcher and stuff like that, like, which I am as a person. I'm like genuinely interested in it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Big picture thinker. Unconcerned with details. Would I be? I guess to an extent.
To
sometimes.
An extent, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I wouldn't really be in, I'm not into like the splitting of hairs of things that are like irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, that way.
I think I would be more like over obsessively thinking about like, say, relationships.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like, like I'd be constantly like thinking of that.
Yeah.
Whether I was happy or not kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But you can be more like just solid and you know, without having to like go into it too much, you know.
Yeah, I'd agree. Interesting. So your Venus, hon, whip open that app. So it says your Venus determines how and what you love. It indicates how you express affection and the qualities you're attracted to.
Okay. I feel like we do a different voice in this.
I know,
I'm into it. Kind of like a late night. Your Venus is in Capricorn, meaning your romantic side is somewhat repressed in the name of responsibility and rationality. Sometimes it seems like you don't care about what... Oh, sometimes it seems you don't care about love. You're extremely cautious and appreciate stability. It's in your house or second house, meaning that for you, love is often expressed in money and material possessions.
Interesting. My Venus is also in Capricorn.
Oh.
So weird.
So then we'd be the same.
The same, other than the house. So mine is in my 10th house, meaning that for you, love is often expressed in goals, success, and responsibility.
Yeah.
I would probably agree with that. I don't agree with that with you at all, though.
Yeah.
I feel at like, all.
I don't have anything material from a man.
But even bar like... but even like... I wouldn't agree with it, like Venus being in Capricorn for you. Because like, I don't think you'd have a repressed romantic side.
No.
And if you have, it's like only in the past few years from just being jaded of dating. I don't think it's like internally in you.
No.
If anything, like you, from what I've known, you have more so been like a romanticized,
Yeah, side. Yeah. Definitely. I'm a like easy forgiver kind of girl.
Mm.
Like what?
Yeah. And also like you love romance, I think. Mm-hmm. Whereas I wouldn't be as, like it says here, your romantic side is somewhat repressed. I would be probably closer to that than you would be, definitely. Yeah. Like, we'd be quite different in
those
ways.
You wouldn't romanticize your past relationships, maybe I would more so.
Yeah, or have done in the past.
Yeah.
Where I kind of have a different relationship with that.
Mm.
Defo. Interesting. So, your Mars bar.
Yum.
What's your Mars?
So, this is the planet of aggression.
Interesting.
Okay. It determines how you assert yourself, take action, and the energy that surrounds you, particularly in your sex life. Now we get into the good shit, girl. Your ambitiousness and when you're angry. Your Mars is in Taurus, meaning you assert yourself in a way that is practical, concrete, and relaxed, and you push things forward stubbornly. You rarely make the first move. It's your sixth house, meaning you put a lot of energy into routines.
Interesting. I would see you as a Taurus in that way, because Taurus are like, they're calm arguers or something, you know, they're calm but they're set in their way.
Yeah,
like, so they're like a calm stubbornness, they're not like chaotic like like,
yeah,
you will understand. They're just like, I'm right.
Is it really annoying?
So
like, what's the problem?
Yeah,
because I have like not sworn, not raised my voice.
Yes.
Kept it like,
yes.
I'm probably saying like cutting things.
If anything, she's saying like flip. Like, not even swearing.
I do. And I don't even like actively do that. I think it was because of like brought up with like such a freaking, we were allowed, our first swear word we could say was shush up. We couldn't say shut. But we'd say it really quick, so it kind of sounded like shut up. We'd be like, shut up. My mum, what? I said, shup.
Shup. I have a memory of going to my parents when I was like, I must have been like 7. I remember sitting them down and being like, we have to talk. And they were like, what? And I was like, I need to be able to say the word crap. My 8-year-old friend, she is allowed to say crap. I remember I went to her house and she was like, crap. And I was like, you're putting this in there for your mum. And she was like, I'm allowed to say it. I'm allowed to say crap under my mom. She's like, yes, it's hilarious. And I was
I
went home and asked my parents' permission. I was like, I won't say the S word and I won't say the F word, but I need to be able to say crap. And she told me it's not even a real swear. And they were like, okay. I say, they were fucking lolling.
That is gas. I think I remember crap slowly became in my vocab and it was allowed. And I was like.
And I could get away with ass, but not arse.
I could get away with arse, I think.
Really? Yeah, it's a bit more Irish.
And maybe, yeah, because like
arse, I remember being like, what, it's a donkey.
Oh my god, that's so funny. And like, I probably do it like with Rilo, you know.
Yeah,
I remember I gave him like a 10 minute swear time after a football match, and then I had to literally take him out of football because he was so insane. You're so bitches. I was like, Rilo, what the hell?
Oh my
10
God.
Minutes of him just going 90. That is weird. I was like, Rilo, it's over. Stop. Your 10 minutes is up. But I can't believe what I just saw.
But dear God, teach me those words.
I'm like, you know, it's like when your parents first maybe heard to say the C word.
Oh, like, I don't even know when.
Like, because that wouldn't have been on TV first. Like, oh, anyway.
The C word. So, but you would be like that in an argument. Yeah. You don't really go high ever.
Yeah.
And you know that it works as well.
Because it was ridiculous, like at home, like with two sisters and my mom in the next little room and us like having a vile hook on argument and I'm keeping it under my breath. And there'll always be one of them who's like, I just can't take it anymore. Like, shut up. Because mom would
shush.
And then like my mom would come in and force us to like sort out then and there. And like mom was shocked at the stuff we were saying. She's like, what? We're throwing each other under the bus. We're like, and then Sarah did this, you know.
yeah
so like we're backing each other up, and it's because I can fight and she doesn't hear.
You know, and I say it's because your mom is so into be like, oh god,
I know. So like, David, she brings my dad in as if we've been like physical, like we're just sat there in separate chairs like
Fiona swears she heard Lindsay actually say shut up. Not shut.
You don't want to see who Lindsay follows on Instagram, like you wouldn't know what we'd pull out.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So my Mars is in Scorpio, meaning you assert yourself in a way that is serious and incisive, and you push things forward with passion and intensity, similar to you. Mm-hmm. Once you decide you want to do something, you don't hold back. It's in your eighth house, meaning you put a lot of energy into darkness, taboos, rebirth, sex, and transformation.
Oh, wow. Come over here, you. Because Scorpio is a sexy sign, right?
It's the sign of the genitals. So because you can do them by like the body. So like Aries is the first, so that's like the head. And I think Pisces is like the heart. Like,
is that your chakras?
Not your chakras. No. I think it's just like they're the sign, because it goes through like from 1 to 12. It goes like I watched this on a YouTube channel before. There's no book.
It's called YouTube After 12 a.m.
It's called a wormhole. Look it up. Yes, I am into taboos and the darkness and rebirth. And that is my excuse. What's yours?
I mean, it's like you can't be showing people your like YouTube history, you know?
Oh, do you know, it's actually on my TV, because like we have like a smart TV or whatever. My YouTube channel is my YouTube channel. My account is signed in on our TV.
Swipe up, guys.
And like once Evan was like looking to search for something on YouTube, and I went in to like search, and like there was all my search on YouTube. But the last like 10
that's happened to me
in,
it's like in
huge
purple
letters. I was like, and like I threw some weird shit on there. And he was like, what's that? I was like, nothing.
I know, it's like Big Ed. Like Big Ed's news leak. Like put something right. It's not what it looks like.
Because it's also your search history. Yeah, so it's like, not even your weird
the
watch.
The odd password would come up. Yeah. It's so fucking stressful. Like, no.
It's literally like conspiracy about Big Ed.
It's like Instagram as well has it. Like when someone goes into their last looked up.
Oh, that's grim. That's so grim.
All my exes, you're like... They're beautiful. They seem like lovely women.
That happened to me with Evan. Do you remember that?
Yes. Oh my god, I just did. So happened to me before.
So dark.
So awkward. Like,
and there's nothing you can say.
The girl like, when I was 16.
Yeah. Oh. How did you find her? You're like, Facebook. Facebook tagged. Don't look at me. My Mars is in Scorpio. I have a deep meaning for the
truth.
We're
not even friends on Facebook.
I'm like, I went back on the search. It's all tagged in 29.
Your LinkedIn.
2009.
Oh my God. Like when you randomly remember one name he so flippantly said.
Yeah, you're like, who's that, Sarah?
Yeah.
Is it with a H or just...
He barely says the name and you found her full on Facebook. You're like,
or you found her co-star.
Yeah.
I know, we both have an ascendant against
her. And it's like, just be honest, you matched with her more.
Yeah. We both saw the charts.
Yeah. Stop lying to me.
I tried to sign up on your behalf. There was already an account. I know you have a co-star.
I'm texting your mom, by the way. She seems really nice.
Yeah.
She told me what time you were born.
And confirmed it was in the rotunda.
Rotunda. Oh my God, we need to watch The Snapper soon.
No, oh yes, a classic.
This is fun. Do you know what this reminds me of, which I think will be a fun little thing to talk about if you're down, is like, I remember kind of when I was maybe in fifth or sixth class, that's when like we were like, I don't know, children were kind of talking about that kind of stuff. I don't know if it was a 90s thing.
It was definitely, well, that's when Mystic Meg and all. So,
yeah, and like The Craft, when that came out, I think like maybe was I in sixth class, and I remember like there was a sleepover and we tried to do that.
Oh, Light as a Feather, Strips a Board. Yeah, yeah. Well, we all did that.
And I don't think like anything actually happened, but we literally convinced ourselves. We were like, oh, she was literally floating. She was, you know?
Yes.
Because we, like, David Blaine was huge.
Yeah, David
all
Blaine.
That kind of stuff that like isn't as big anymore.
No, I think it's the internet ruined all that.
Did you have any? Yeah, because it was like when it was on MTV and stuff almost.
And I think just like magic. Like
David Dan Brown, like, is he still?
He has a new Netflix show.
Does he?
Yeah, he's very interesting. Very interesting man. I'd love him on the pod.
It's just not spoken of much.
No.
As even as, like, what would they consider it? Like, it's like a gift, right?
Well, I don't know if they're not really, like, preachy in that way of, like, oh, I was blessed with this gift.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of it, like, David Blaine, like, it was very much, like, he... You know, I don't think it's everything that they're saying, like, they're born with powers. I think they're more saying, like, they can perform tricks, like, because it was optical, it was illusions.
But I mean, they were
just
so unique, each
100%.
Of them. Like, there's no, like, what, there was that Chris Angel guy?
Oh my God, yeah.
He was similar-ish, but he was more of a, like, rock version.
More cheesy. Isn't he
I
have
fancy
that huge, he has a huge.
So much.
Oh my
Did
God.
You?
I never fancied him, but I know a lot of people do. He, so when I worked for a makeup company, they had a huge big launch one year in Vegas, and for all the staff and influencers, like, this is when like influencer trips were like crazy.
Oh, wow.
They had David Blaine perform. An international event, people from all over
Where
the
was
world
it?
In Vegas.
He did he do a residency there?
I he think did it, but yeah. They hired him for a private show and he swallowed a frog.
That's so insane.
And then somehow pulled it back out of his mouth.
He was so beyond cool.
He was really cool.
Well, he still is, but he's not like as around like him in the 90s. Well, there's some really good things on Netflix of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I think in secondary school in my bookshop, me and like the girls in secondary school, like, we're all fancying boys, but like never telling them. So we got like this love signs book, which was like all the different matches.
Oh yeah,
it was like all about star signs, but like just the romantics part.
Oh, I
like
love
just about the
that.
Love. It wasn't about like your personality. And so it was about like who would be your dream boy. And
that's
be, like,
all I ever cared about when I was young.
Yeah,
astrology too. It was just like an excuse to be like, he's a Libra, we have to be in love.
I know. And it, like, when you find out that your fancy actually is a sign that you'd match with, you, oh my God.
Or when they say, the worst is when they would be like, you are not compatible. I'd be like,
no, I wouldn't.
Mom,
agree
are
with
you
that
sure
one.
It's November? Are you sure it's not December 18th?
That can't be right.
Yeah, can't be right. The book's
but also
fake.
I fully believe you. It's so crazy. And it's interesting as well, which I did the other day. I looked up my me and my ex's compatibility. I'd never done that before.
Oh yeah,
he would never. And I think it is because as well, like, I probably would do it with friends or people who like speak about their sign kind of like a lot, but like my ex had never referred to a sign.
Yeah,
I'd never even catch up like reading about the news, like no interest at all, so I never kind of thought of his sign.
Yeah.
And but then reading it, I was like, oh yeah, we're not good together.
Yeah, so Sagittarius, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, interesting. What was it? And that's what the girls are as well, which is Goth.
Oh. Well, I think it's different with guys and girls, because isn't it the same? You always speak like about like that there's big differences between like Scorpio women and male Scorpios.
Yeah, I don't know if it's for every sign, but there probably is. But I know definitely Scorpios and I think Aries as well. Like Aries men and Aries women. I think it's because it's that like aggressive kind of nature of the sign that like if it's expressed in a man, it can be really aggressive and not nice. But if it's expressed in a woman, it usually means that it's kind of like...
it's a bit softer.
Yeah, a bit, or they're a bit more like, instead of being like aggressive and manipulative, they're usually more like maybe a little bit snaky but mysterious.
Yeah,
you know, that way.
Yeah, so I think I can no problems with my sissies.
Well, that's just with the friendship.
Well, I know other friends actually I have who would be like female friends who would be Sagittarius,
so it's obviously like a friendship thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would agree, because Sagittarius are meant to be like Tay is a Sagittarius, she's like a classic. They are like, her Tay's book is called Life of the Party, and they are the life of the party. They're like, they love partying. They're usually quite aloof, kind of hard to tie down, and very rarely will turn up on time. But when they do, you have a great time.
Okay,
that's like what a Sagittarius is. Like, they're like, woohoo! So as a friendship, that works well for you.
Yeah,
but like the more romantic sides of a Sagittarius obviously wouldn't. You know, that way.
Yeah, because that's like unpredictable,
exactly,
unreliable, not knowing where you stand. That's fine in a friendship.
It's grand
to some regard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, not a super, super close friendship, maybe.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, there is a different kind of, like, accountability that is held in a relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, say, if I went out and I didn't freaking text you, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But if your fellow does it, sometimes it's kind of random.
Yeah, it's very random.
Yeah.
And my, yeah, and me and Evan, I think, are meant to be quite compatible. But beforehand, I had only ever dated Pisces.
And they both were Pisces, your exes?
Yeah.
Oh, similar date of birth?
Yeah, within like 4 days
of each other. Oh, weird. Handy. You didn't have to remember a new one.
Oh, yeah, I know. and I think why I don't actually gel with Pisces, because they say that Scorpio and Pisces are like compatible because basically the Scorpio can control the Pisces romantically, and that's what they always want. But I think I don't want that. Romantically, like, I don't, and maybe that's something else in my chart, but like in romance, I don't want, I don't want like to be the one wearing the trousers.
Yeah, but maybe at the start you think you do or something.
Maybe, but like, I think that's why, like, the Pisces thing, I'm like, I don't like that. And I think that's why.
Or maybe that's how some people perceive you, maybe. Men perceive you, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Maybe. Yeah.
Because, like, maybe that's your, like, your shell.
Interesting.
Maybe that's your shell, what you're putting out there. Because I have been getting that a lot recently, which is really...
like, you put me in my place, you.
Just kind of like, putting me in a position of power when I'm like, huh? No. Like, they're like, you seem like you do not want a relationship. You are flying, hon. I'm like, I'm completely desperate for some intimacy in my life, please.
I miss intimacy.
I'm lonely.
Oh, God.
No, I'm joking.
Imagine saying that.
Imagine texting a lad that. That's the most... how are you? I'm lonely, you. God,
this number does not exist.
Scene.
Locked.
Oh, I cringe. I remember us, like, back in the day, literally sitting on a stoop texting lads.
Really?
Yeah, me and you, like, back in the day. Oh, sorry, lads who, like, wouldn't be texting
God,
us back.
His phone must be broken again.
We're like, let me text one more time. And we're both like... fully so single.
There's eight gone out.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Of course.
We're in love.
Yeah. But you called him 22 times and he didn't answer last night. I know, but like, I didn't text him.
Yeah, it might be he didn't have credit. You don't need credit to answer the phone.
Just checking up on him.
But what were you saying about your book for compatibility back in school?
Oh, yeah, we all loved it.
Oh, really?
It was, like, almost like our way we kind of indulged in, like, because it was, like, the age, I don't know exactly what, maybe third year.
Mm.
At that point, I was, like, fancying lads and, like, fully writing about them in my diary, but, like, barely speaking to them at all in school.
Yeah.
Like, our school was pretty, like, the lads would hang out and the girls would hang out.
Yeah.
And the odd gay guy would be hanging out with the girls, and that was about it, you know? And, so yeah, I wouldn't talk to guys. So I'd be like, oh my God, like making up me and my friends who also were not talking to any lads. The one would like walk by the locker and we'd be like, hey. And that'd be the height of it. So I think this was our like, ooh, we're talking about boys exist in our lives.
Yeah.
Making up these
kind of. Dip the toe, if you will.
Yeah. And now I would like, it's on all like dating apps.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like a next to, so it's like age, height. Now you don't have to have it on or whatever in most of them, but like where you're from, political views, religion, and star sign. So it's cool that you can, like, for fun, like go on and be like, well, I got on with him. But I think the other day, I had a date a while ago, and I think I went and I was literally, you know, really
projecting.
I was like, okay, this is gonna work out.
He's a Taurus.
Yeah, I was like, he's a flipping Taurus. Oh my goodness, I've never been on a date with a Taurus. Not that I know
that you know of.
Yeah, not that I literally know every guy I've ever been on a date with. His date of birth in my file of facts here
comes out of my brain.
Yeah, so I can just keep track of our signs.
Taurus, is it? Taurus, is it? Pisces rising.
Like that meme with the girl and all the math. You'd be like, hold on.
Or the meme of the guy.
Daniel from fourth year school. Ooh, we might work it out again.
His moon is in Sagittarius. I never knew this. His mother lied to me.
I love that. Like, I almost feel like I would have, I got again something from that. You know?
Yeah, you're like, I know something you don't know.
In a different world where I had some confidence up in this bitch.
We were perfect.
Yeah, we would be in a full-blown relationship and walking around school in a relationship.
I used to do that too. My favorite thing that we used to do, which is completely off the subject of astrology though, I used to love doing the person's name, like writing their name and then writing your name underneath, and you do some weird math equation.
Yes, I still sometimes would knock one of those out.
Or what I would do is, like, if their name was spelled Sean,
yeah,
I'd be like, if it was like 13%, I'd be like S-H-A-U-N, and then I'd do it again and it'd be like 94, and I'm like, of course, the American
remember
spelling.
It was like, I can't remember the first one, so there was that little equation, and then it went, which was a long word, and then it went to flames, which was like stood for all these different things. So like, say if you got like 11%, so you were like, fuck, that's so low.
Yeah,
but then you'd look up flames and it would be like, fucking 11%, you'd be like, yeah, I could handle it. Like,
oh, I do. It was
different. It was like
that.
Fucking love. Like all these different signs.
Yes.
Who the fuck made that up, and how did that get so viral?
And like with kids. So are you a child genius? And I bet it was Elon Musk or something. Yeah, that was
God. Yes. Because I kept doing that. Like I didn't grow fuck out of it.
I know. I've like probably have diaries from being like 18, 19. Like there's been times where like I've fancied a lad and I'm like, will I just.
Let's just try an age old. I remember. And this
I wonder what mine
cringe.
And Evans is.
I fancied this guy in. If anyone remembers, can you fucking let us know so we can like do it for everyone we know?
I know.
I remember I was in college in like the first year of NCAD, which was like you tried a load of different things in this certain building. Mm-hmm. So you'd be moving around, like you didn't have like a desk, or you'd be bopping around all these different places for like 3 months or something, or 3 weeks. And I was like in this kind of random area, like outside. So like there'd be people used it to get in and out of the college. And I had my desk there and I did one with this guy in the year above.
Oh, no.
Like my first and second name. I did it. His. And then I literally, because it was a whole glass building and I was out like smoking away, like trying to be cool. And then I could see him literally pick up something. I swear to fucking God, he found it. And he never said anything. Oh my god, I was like, and I think I'd said one word to that man, and here I am like writing a letter. Are we meant to be? When I'm in college, like, you can get away with that in sixth class.
Yeah.
I'm still relying on that. And he saw it. I can't. Never ever spoke about it. He kind of got a bit friendly, or like,
well, you saw him at your desk, was it? And he was like looking at it.
No, it had dropped and it was like a big piece, like it was an A4. And like, because we're here painting, we don't really have a lot of sheets,
yeah,
so I
yeah,
could visibly
yeah.
see. Like, I think I was just a bloody canvas, whatever. And I like specifically just had this little, like, my, trying to be cute in college, probably bringing in like a little beaten up journal.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just noticed that.
God.
And then I went in and I was like, that, I hoped that wasn't my God. And I was like, oh my God, that's insane. I don't think I've barely told anyone.
Will I read our compatibility as friends?
Yes, yes.
So this is just off a random, actually a website called PiscesandScorpio.net.
Wow.
So we're famous, a famous duo. Okay, so it says, Pisces are known to be imaginative, artistic, sensitive, and psychic. And Scorpio are known to be intense, secretive, and with deep insight. Do Scorpio and Pisces get along? Naturally, Pisces is a sentiment and sympathetic person, gifted a great intuition. Meanwhile, Scorpio has an intense emotional depth and is truly an expert at reading others' feelings. When both of them team up, they make a beautiful unit.
Oh,
a beautiful unit.
They ain't wrong.
Since they're born under water signs, they are extremely emotional and sensitive. No surprisingly, Pisces and Scorpio can easily tune into each other's thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
They are often considered mind readers among the 12 zodiac signs.
Between each other?
And just in general. Oh. But I guess when that's, like, if you're open and
bouncing
I'm open.
Bouncing off each other.
It's very easy.
Yes, very yes, easy we communicate to read. The same way.
Mm. When Pisces and Scorpio are in a conversation, they are sensitive and intuitive enough to get a touch into one another's moods and thoughts. They are the type using emotions and feeling to detect matters. So
interesting. Like in our business, I would say for sure, which is very much tied to our and linked to our friendship as well.
Absolutely.
Is like, yes, like we would have the same kind of ebbs and flows with work in terms of like very much how we're emotionally taking it on. Yes. I think like we emotionally work. So if Absolutely. We're like, if everything's good at home, if we're good, we can like, okay. But it's really hard for us to like leave the emotional side of it, you know?
Especially when the job inherently is emotional as well.
Yeah, so exactly. It's like personal.
We spill our guts.
Yeah. And you judge us for it. And write to us. You know, it's so like.
Oh yeah, I know.
So yeah totally where like men I think would just like be able to go to work to in a big old mood and probably work better.
And to tune out. Yeah. Almost. So the first impression is very important to Pisces, as they believe their first gut instinct always helps them possess great accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
So on the other hand, Scorpio possesses the ability to analyze and size up a situation correctly.
I agree.
You go with your gut, and I kind of am good at like actually seeing things.
We definitely together are very good at like resolving, you know, coming to a very much like 50-50 conclusion.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think we've ever had to say within, like, it got decisions ever, like, no one has ever pushed, you know, the way.
No one's ever had to put the foot down and be like, no, we're doing this.
Together we actually need each other's perspective. And then we're like, okay, we've both decided. Like, we're really.
Because I think your gut, so say, for example, when we were, like, given the opportunity to do Vicar Street in at Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, oh, I don't know, like, is it too soon after the last one? Are we taking on too much? Blah, blah, blah. And your gut was to say yes. And because your gut gave me the kind of push, then I was able to analyze and size up the situation in a way that I'm like, you're right.
And because if you're like kind of painting the picture for me, like, because you were able to break down, like, okay, either this happens or this happens. And I was like, able to kind of visualize from that perspective, being like, yeah, I think that we can do it because we just saw the reaction that we got. So we came, so it wasn't like, because I would have never, I would have hated if you had been like, no, I really don't.
I know.
And I was like, we're doing, like, that never would have worked.
No,
it wouldn't. That's not how we work ever. No. So.
So when it comes to the friendship status between Pisces and Scorpio, Scorpio is always protective to Pisces. Pisces is the more vulnerable of the two, while Scorpio usually offers the assistance and support. Scorpio's supportive way is often mistaken as a sort of control or domination. Luckily, Pisces may not detect it at an early stage in their relationship. Together, Pisces will help Scorpio become more trusting. Lacking security, therefore, trust is a very important matter for Scorpio, as they rarely believe anyone. If Pisces wants to be a friend with a Scorpio, then they must work hard on gaining Scorpio's trust, as well as teach the Scorpion how to lose their passionate intensity. Of course, this process may take time. And then it goes on to say that the issue here is that Pisces seems to fall short on keeping promises. They tend to deliver less than what they often promise. Nonetheless, they have the sincerity that no one can ignore. When struggling, it is difficult for Pisces to stand up or move on again. They decide to run away instead of facing the truth. In this case, Scorpio will be the one helping Pisces how to make firm decisions to resolve problems and never give up.
I would say that is true.
That's
honey.
All very accurate, isn't it?
And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Because we wouldn't have looked at it like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that that's true.
I'm kind of, because when you first were reading, I was like, that is so Hailey and Justin Bieber. Like, both of them, you know, the minder a bit more.
Yeah.
You. But then I'm kind of like showing you maybe sides of your personality that you repress a little bit more.
Definitely. And we've always said that about each other. 100%, always. We've always been said that, like, Lindsay would defo help me, like, come out of my shell, and, like, definitely broke down probably a bit of a wall I had with trusting people. Mm.
Do you think they bring star signs into, like, television a lot? Like, you, I guess religion and stuff wouldn't really be.
Yeah, well, maybe. So
I'm like, it's kind of like Harry and Miranda.
Yeah.
I think we would be if we were
a similar. Yeah, 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 no, defo.
Because they were always the besties of the group.
Yeah, sure. They were. They were the ones with the true, deep and meaningful connection.
Yeah.
Like, respectful. I could see them having a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If Sex and the City was made now, they probably would have a podcast.
Yes, they would. Miranda would handle the legal side. You were so much better at that.
I carry a 300K.
I'm like, with a martini glass and a jewel.
Oh, that's so funny.
Mr. Big.
So how do Pisces and Scorpio support each other? Pisces has the ability to pull Scorpio out of their depression when they are about to fall into it. Scorpio in return uses their strength and passion to help Pisces focus on life and strive towards the goal. They help their partner along towards each other's dreams and also help avoid the faults, making their friendship a valuable one. Interesting.
Very interesting. We definitely do encourage each other a lot.
Mm-hmm. In different, like, ways as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, which is so helpful in, like, what it has become as well, because it's like, you know, we both can't get down at the same time.
Yes.
You know, so, like, say... if,
it always ebbs and flows, like, between the two of us.
Yeah, if we're getting, like, hate online or something, and you're like, oh, I'm really not liking it today, I'm always like, it's fine, it's going to be gone, you know? Like,
yeah.
And then vice versa, the next day I can be like, help.
And even if we're both having a bad day as well, like, we can just both revel in it together without, like...
not trigger each other down to into being like...
Yeah, and we're never like...
we balance each other.
Pull each other out of it in an annoying way. So then finally, last few words would be, so this is our Pisces and Scorpio soulmates. So why does Pisces like Scorpio? It's the instant attraction when Pisces meets Scorpio. Thus, it's not surprising if these two love each other at the first sight.
Ooh.
Why Pisces find Scorpio so attractive? I thought this was going to be for guys. I googled friendship, by the way.
I'm fully agreeing with everything.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
Very attractive woman.
Very handsome woman. The fish can't resist the scorpion's strength and confidence.
Okay.
Those burn under
they
scorpion.
They ain't wrong, Jenny.
Is that your hand or mine?
I'm being read like a book here.
Those born under Scorpio zodiac sign have magnetic charm, which likely why can't I speak? Which likely captures.
It's really difficult the way they write sometimes, isn't it?
So it's so many words.
Yeah.
Which likely captures Pisces' attention immediately. As a mutable sign, Pisces finds Scorpio's willpower comfortable to spend time with. In addition, Pisces is open-minded, adaptable, and seen as the go-with-the-flow type. This means they do not need to put up with much resistance when being around... Why did I rap that last sentence?
I don't know. It's like a love song kind of rap mashup.
This means they do not need to put up with much resistance when being around or working with Scorpio's obstinate nature. Pisces appreciates Scorpio's protectiveness and possessiveness.
I'm just imagining, do you ever do this when I am talking about astrology? I imagine the actual sign.
I imagine like a fish.
Yeah, so I'm imagining like, no, I'm not thinking of like you and I, I'm thinking of our signs.
No, fully, I'm the exact same.
I'm like me as a fish.
I'm like Scorpio riding on the back of a fish.
Yeah.
I'm riding her?
I'm like in the sea or in the planet?
Or is it more of a Sebastian from Little Mermaid vibe.
And I'd hate when I'd open up the paper and it would be like a crap image.
Mom, do you ever get it where like you look at all the other ones and they were deadly and yours was like
yours was minging.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
I know. I'm like, what? Look at Virgos. It's like dreamy.
Yeah. I'd be like,
swirly hair.
Looks like Gemini's get to be twins.
Yeah.
I'm over here a feckin' insect.
I know. I'm a fish.
A fish.
Then I eat fish.
I know, but it's meant to be also be kind of mermaid vibes, I feel.
Yeah, that's what mermaid or jade, hun. Yeah. Ooh. Because I got that from Amy Winehouse, but maybe subconsciously.
Yeah.
I was like...
your fishy ways.
Interesting.
So why Scorpio likes Pisces?
Oh, finally. Some compliments my way.
Truthfully, Scorpio deeply is a sensitive soul. Beneath their cold, intimidating persona is the fear built up because of lack of security. In fact, people of Scorpio's zodiac sign are extremely emotional and sensitive. Yet they can get close to Pisces easily as they realize Pisces are also similar in sensitivity.
Oh.
Unlike the cold and timid Scorpio, Pisces is mellow, kind and compassionate. What Pisces admires Scorpio most is that Scorpio has the ability to sublimate their insecurity and intense emotions into a subconscious drive for power and control. This allows them to protect themselves from emotional pain. In a romantic relationship, the calm, laid-back demeanor of Pisces can help Scorpio find the balance between their jealousy and fear of insecurity. Oh. So, not codependent, but like healthy vibes.
Yeah, very healthy vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You have what I don't, vice versa.
Yeah. Yin and yang almost.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah, the fish all of the signs.
And do you know what
all
I do?
All the signs, please.
I do notice with us, actually, in terms of like, say, first impressions, like when we're, because we're like always out together,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we're kind of presented.
We do everything together.
Yeah.
Just get used to it. Specialized work, talking the phone, 3 hours.
Complain. I'm Loki hanging out with you and Evan on the regular.
Oh, on the damn right.
Yeah.
Luna fully thinks I'm a Randy.
Yeah, we fully have fights as a trio.
Yes. Trouble. It's very trouble vibes in my apartment sometimes.
I think it's just the layout of seating.
Yes. Kind of like, it's like depending on who I want to sit with.
Yeah, I know. It's her choice.
My work wife or my home husband.
We just amalgamate between each other.
Very commune vibes.
Yes, it is. But it is. So say when we go out like to events or whatever, mm-hmm. I feel that like, first off, you know, people maybe would think that you're more standoffish. Mm-hmm. You're not as like where I'm like hugging these people. I'm like, that kind of queen.
Oh, 100%.
But then actually you're like, come over here, you know, I'm good at the learning. Yeah. And you like, and you actually like, then we probably make friends with them because of your like reliability.
Yes.
Because I'll be like, oh shit, I haven't texted them for ages.
Yeah, I'm like, how like, I haven't seen her in about 3 years.
But you'll be like admin.
Yeah.
Keeping up. And I'm like,
honey, I'll make a group.
Yeah. I know.
Honey, we've been waiting for you.
Yeah. And I'm like, sorry. I had a date.
Sorry, I had a date. He broke up and we had to get over for 2 months. I'm a Pisces.
We didn't ask if you had a date. We've had three since I've talked. I'm not randomly blasting about that. I'm like, content, baby.
It's gone in, baby. But yeah, that's about it on the El Astral.
It is a fun, like, and it is serious for a lot of people as well, like you as well. Like, I mean, you can totally get into it as well if you wish. You know?
It's an interesting thing that has been, the reason why I like would give it like time of day is, well, number one, because it's like a huge wormhole to go down, and if I can see something that's, I'm like, oh, brilliant. But also because like it has been something that's been around for so long, and it was always like, it's been mentioned throughout history, you know, like having astrologers and people looking at planets and all that kind of stuff. So I find that interesting, you know, that way. But
well, it's like a different world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. But I think it's like also important not to take too seriously. Like, because deep down I am a skeptic, you know, and I'm like,
with a lot of things,
totally.
In life, you know, it's like, there's, and I do feel like definitely our generation is very much can find that balance difficult, you know,
100%.
Like, I've totally been, and I'm sure, and as well, like, just because you might, like, sometimes you might be more into it than other times as well, on like,
to be honest, like, the oversaturation on Instagram did make me just kind of lose interest in it,
because
it's like when something. It's like when something you just like doing yourself,
and that's your authentic side.
Yeah, true.
You know, you didn't want to flex, not really.
Yeah, it was just like, then it just became that, like you see it everywhere, and it's just it's like not special anymore. Not that it was ever like my special thing, but like, you know, it was kind of something that I could indulge in. But now it's like there's so much noise that it's like,
it's like your last scene on YouTube. You don't want to freaking explain it.
Exactly. It's like you're like,
when you go down a YouTube hole and you're just like, okay, and loving it.
Yeah. And then it's like, if ever, you know, when you have like a YouTuber and you follow them for years and then you don't realize that they get really, really famous. And then all of a sudden you see people being like, oh my God, I love him. And isn't he so this? And you're like, I actually know that he is not like that at all. But like you're just like, why am I even having this conversation? Because you don't even know that. Then it kind of ruins them for you because you're like, ugh, you know, that way.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it's like, where it's like, it can sometimes it can ruin it for you in a way. It's fun at the start to be like, ooh, there's so many astrology memes. And
but maybe the like intrigue as well is what keeps it like so interesting and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, however I would choose to identify or believe from like the Bible and what I've been brought up with. Like, I don't need to go on Instagram and be like, hey guys, so this is my
You're not like belief. Following like Christian stan counts.
And there wouldn't be as well. Was just so that I think like astrology, that's it. The kind of intrigue, that's the kind of thing about it in the sense of the Insta world, because it became like people were like even wanting to maybe like share an astrology meme while knowing nothing about it. You know, I'm sure I've done that before.
Of course.
Because now they've made it so cute. Like the pretty little Bratz doll.
I also think that's fun. You know, that way. I also don't look at people and be like, you have to know everything. Because that's like, do you even know the band kind of vibe? You know, it's like.
It is like that, yeah.
You know, it's like, you can't wear the t-shirt, you don't know the fucking band, man. And it's like, well, I can do what I want.
And I think that can sometimes exist in the Insta world, where like 100%. Then you're trying to like flex on Instagram how much more of a that kind of person you are, how much more knowledgeable
and
you
I
are.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that world of like, you think you know about X?
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie.
You don't.
Have you not read the astrology book?
You don't have CoStar.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Or then you're like, I have CoStar. And they're like, everyone's moved on to another one. Yeah. So,
I pay €70 a week for mine.
Yeah. It's like,
invest.
If you're going to be into it, invest in the community at least. At least. Fucking typical Scorpio.
How many crystals do you own?
But your Mercury's in fucking Capricorn.
And then some people are more into the, like, do you think, is it aligned at all? The crystal thing?
Not really. Like, it isn't. Not
I wasn't sure.
Not
I kind of just assumed, to be honest. But
I mean, it's aligned as in, like, it's another pseudoscience and it's like, it's also new agey. But it's not like...
Okay, they're different things.
They're not like, and if you are a Scorpio, get... But like sometimes
because
I
because you know the way sometimes with the like, purely, because I don't know a lot about like from the way it is put up on Instagram, like they'll have it next to crystals.
Well, I think, yeah, there's like, they can use, there's, some of them use crystals because it's like new agey.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything more than that. Or like they, you know, you'll also see sometimes like if I'm looking at a crystal and they'll be like, we'll empower these signs. You know, but it's like, anyone can be writing that bullshit. There's nothing that I've ever read in like by an astrologer who like reads birth charts that's like, you know, make sure your rose quartz is by your side this month. I've never come across anything like that. Unless this person was specifically into that shit. You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's different kind of ways that they...
Yeah, because I remember reading before, like, about incense. They're like, use this incense if you're a Scorpio.
And they use that in the Catholic Church, don't they?
Incense. Well, incense has been around for centuries.
I love that thing.
Oh, that big, yeah. They bring that down to, like...
James Cowan probably has one.
I think he does have one.
I remember. Oh, my goodness.
Or he's been looking for one.
Maybe he's been looking, because it is, like, a handbag that is, like...
Yeah.
An atmosphere.
It's so damn cool.
And the scent.
I know. So, like, a lot of the stuff has just been used, like... forever, you know, and like religions have adopted these things from different places, you know, that way.
It's almost like exploring different senses if you're intrigued in it, you know the way.
Because I think I don't know why they did. I thought I read somewhere like doing the incense thing was like, I mean, I guess back in the day people might have smelled in the church.
Well, even
that's what bullying me if they're like all
but like
poor.
I mean, even on like the kind of packaging of incense, they say like Reiki, it is kind of used.
Oh, it's defo,
a lot of the time.
Yeah. And like, but that's also takes its roots in like India, you know, and they use it like in Hinduism and temples all have incense everywhere. So it's always, I think those things do just always kind of overlap, really, don't they?
And that's where I kind of went with my, like, not that I've even explored like or put pressure on myself to like say the way my parents did, where they like fully committed to like one religion and stuff and stayed and like identify that and work on that so much. I kind of just, I'm happy in my own little, I'm not that bothered if you believe in something that I don't.
Yeah.
You know the way?
Totally. Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm just like, I'm just happy to keep that to myself.
Yeah.
So like, it would be random if there was like my kind of little secret beliefs going around on Instagram.
Yeah. It just kind of makes it, loses its like, authenticity one and also it's kind
and
of,
you feel seen sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
Like if there's a weird Scorpio meme going around, you're like, leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm like, how dare you.
I hate when yours is the most minging. It's like the new Mystic Meg.
Yes.
You know when like they have this carousel of all
the
different signs.
All the like, it's like the star signs is Sex and the City characters and you get Stanford or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
Everyone Mr. Big's driver.
Yeah,
like, what?
Like, everyone else got girls.
I know.
Like, what the fuck? I get.
I get that reblog that on my
I get
IG
that,
story.
And I get that, like, evil Italian gay man. He's like, Charlotte's
Anthony,
wedding.
Anthony.
Anthony.
I loved him.
He was great.
He was not in many episodes for his, like, level of. Do you know what? They really did him dirty. I was thinking, they really did him dirty when he was so mean to Stanford at the start.
Yes.
I don't think Anthony was like that. He was like a classy,
just like a
classy slash tacky guy.
Yeah, who could basically tell. Oh
but
my god,
he could have manners at least.
Didn't we say at the start of this episode we wouldn't mention Sex and the City?
I know. I was thinking that when I brought up like something about 5 times ago. I was like, oops.
We literally can't.
I'm shocked at how we can't. And I literally couldn't stop thinking throughout this episode. I wonder what the... I need to somehow find out, did they have birthdays?
Well, yeah, that's a big story. One girl said, like, I would love to know what you guys think
the and signs I'm sure are. There is some, like...
Oh, I've definitely seen yeah. stuff like that.
I'd love to know.
I think I think Carrie guess, would be a Libra.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're guessing. A Libra, okay.
So a Libra, a classic Libra would be like Kim Kardashian. So they're like really into aesthetics, how yes. they look, quite vain, and love shopping. Also completely... like they can't make up their mind. That's the balancing scale.
I don't even know if I know any Libras.
I don't know many either. And Libras really aren't supposed to gel with water signs. Water okay. and air. I don't know many air signs in general. It's like Aquarius, Gemini and Libra.
No
Devon, sorry, is an Aquarius. And I've actually known a few Aquarius. Aquarii? Question mark. But I've never really gone close to a Gemini or a
Can be a Gemini. I always think of that, the Nadine Coyle.
Oh yeah.
What's your date of birth? Sixth of Can be a Gemini.
Can be a Gemini.
I was like, yeah, and I remember thinking, I was like, no, I don't think I do know. Yeah. I have very, I think I have pretty, like, a lot of my friends would be in March.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd have a lot of kind of like similar enough friends.
Spring babies. I do. Yeah. I'm the same. And so I think Carrie's a Libra.
Yeah.
A classic Libra.
Oh, yeah, because their shopping addiction is out of control.
Yeah. I think Samantha is a Capricorn. Or not Samantha, sorry, Miranda. Okay. Which is like Evan. So like work and goal oriented.
Yeah. Not really that emotional.
Very repressed, but romantically.
Oh.
Sorry. Whoa.
Sorry. Well, no, Miranda would be probably like the giver, the provider. She liked that yes. role.
Yes.
You know, and that's what the problem with Steve was he...
I think he was a Pisces.
Miranda. Oh my god, you're giving me Steve. You are giving me Steve.
I think he's Steve, yeah.
Stanford, come to think of it, is a Scorpio. Okay, who's a Scorpio?
Ooh.
Are you giving yourself Samantha?
I think, no, not, well, Samantha, she, I don't think, that's a, people always say that Samantha's a Scorpio because she's like horny and stuff, but I think she's more of an Aries.
Okay.
They're usually like type A personality. And are kind of like very, you know, she was a boss.
Do you know, the thing about Samantha is when you consider like all four gals, she's the least like...
rounded.
Yeah. Like she's not believable. No. All the other girls, like, yeah, I can think of a girl I know who would be ish like that. But like Samantha, I...
No, I don't know anyone like that.
I'd love to.
Yeah. I guess it's because it's defo leaning into the more masculine side of a feminine energy. You know, that way, like she's, you know, she's that type A kind of personality. So, and it's quite rare to meet, I would find. Like, maybe we are. Whoa. Maybe we haven't met it because we are it.
Oh my gosh.
I got chills.
Guys, I wish you were here.
So I would think, love to. I think Samantha would be an Aries. And Charlotte, I would say, is a Virgo. So the Virgo is like the mother. And they're like the home. Yeah. Like their sign is the heart. The home of the heart.
Yeah, it is actually.
But they're also really organized.
I love their sign. Like I love the look of it.
Oh yeah, me too. And I love, I've met a good few Virgos. I get on with them very well. Because they're like list vibes. Very organized. Very together.
Tarmar, she references her her sign a lot.
She's actually a Libra.
And so does, I think, Ruthie Ruby.
Mm-hmm. He's a Scorpio.
Okay.
So they are a Libra and a Scorpio bestie.
Okay. And they very... Okay, so if I'm looking at Tarmar's, like, definitely the home. Her home is stunning. Like, she...
Well, like, she's a Libra, not a Virgo.
Oh.
But stunning, yes. As in, like, she loves beauty. Sorry, you're right.
Oh, so we're thinking... So Tarmar's is like Carrie Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she does love shopping.
And also, they're into just, like, things looking gorge, and her house is stunning.
Similar house to Carrie. Yeah. Like an open plan vibe.
New York vibe.
New York. Oh, she loves New York.
Yeah, she does. She goes on a date with New York. So she and she loves being a Libra as well. So
she's also the breakfast queen. I don't know if that was part of her sign, but like, seriously.
If she ever needs a job on the side from influencing, be my breakfie, Becky Sheffy.
Yeah. And she's very organized queen.
Very organized. But yeah, I think, what was I saying? I think Charlotte would be a Virgo because they're like the hearth.
A lot of her storyline was around the home and stuff.
Being the home and like the importance of having a mother and a marriage. But also being like not romantic, overly romantic, but more organized about it, expressed.
Just like, this is how I'm doing
it. Yeah. I think Scorpio, I think Big is a Scorpio male. Because he has the like bad energy that sometimes comes along with being a Scorpio male, which I would find.
Do you know
to be
a lot?
No, I don't know a lot. And whenever I do, I'm always like, no offense if your man's a Scorpio.
I think
male.
That is hilarious.
What?
Just like imagine us all going around as our like signs.
Oh yeah, I know.
Because I do love that. Like, say for us. You know, like the Scorpio, I like that it kind of relates to the look of it. So like you would have like a more harder exterior than interior.
Mm-hmm.
And my fish is kind of like, not really hard or soft, but you know.
Yeah. Well, the Scorpio thing
some
is,
of them look
the Scorpio thing is like the tail.
Yeah.
And that they can live, they live in the water and they're kind of adaptable.
Yeah.
And then the fish is like that they're just watery and like very
malleable.
Because water stands for like emotions and like kind of trauma. Dare I say?
You all know I got baggage.
That ain't no lie.
And I'm just swimming away. I'm like, I can't right now.
Bathing in it.
Oh my goodness. I think Burger is a Pisces.
You think?
I feel like.
I think Burger is like a Gemini or something.
Gemini? No, I don't know.
Gemini. Because he's
Burger
so chaotic.
Was so emotional. Like, and I think.
He was actually.
So emotional.
Oh, do you know what
so
I think
like,
he is? I think he's a Cancer.
Okay.
Because Cancers are known to be like, they're really emotional, but the minute they kind of get confronted with emotion, they retreat. They can be very like, which is very, I'm sorry, I can't, don't hate me.
Oh yeah, just.
That is.
On a post-it?
Because Cancers are also known to be passive aggressive. That is some Cancer as energy. The post-it? That's a Cancer breakup.
Okay, wow, it is. Interesting.
Very, I'm thinking of other men. Aiden. What, he could be a Virgo too. The hearth, the home, the wood.
Oh yeah, the wood.
The damn wood.
And he loved his home, his little country
he
home.
He did. I'm trying to think
his
what
little country home.
But he could be a Taurus. I think he's a Taurus. They love decorating the home, but they like love comfort and they love like they're very like they love cuddling. And like
very
and do you know what they love?
Well,
eating.
The KFC
in the bed. That's some Taurus ass energy.
I'm sorry. You need to like become the new Mystic Meg where you guess celebrities and non-celebrity like making up people.
Do you know what the weird thing is? I used to do this all the time. Like once a friend of ours started working somewhere and I actually knew some of the people he was working with and we were like talking about signs and he was like, oh, what would you guess this girl is? And I guessed. And then he was like, what about the other one? And I guessed. And I got both right. He went and asked them and I did not know these people like what when they were born or anything, like I just knew them very vaguely, but I got them. And I used to with celebrities, I've done it before where I'm like, I bet they're fucking Gemini and I'll look it up and dear God they are.
So would you consider me to be like a typical Pisces?
Yeah, I would definitely, like especially what I would understand of Pisces, which are like they're always known to be really creative and artistic specifically. Mm-hmm. And like intuitive and empathetic.
And you seem to consider yourself like the Scorpio.
Yeah, in ways, definitely.
You relate to it.
Yeah, I relate to it.
Yeah.
More than any of the other signs, definitely.
Mm.
Even more than like any other signs really in my chart. Maybe Capricorn also. I kind of, because I have a lot of Capricorn in my chart throughout it.
Mm.
Which is kind of the more, like, which is like where I'm like, maybe that's why me and Evan communicate all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, same language vibe.
But yeah, so. There we have it, girls.
There you go, girls.
Whew.
We hope we did it justice.
We hope we did it justice and we hope it wasn't, hope it was interesting. And let us know if any of those things that we thought weren't true, you do think are true about our personalities.
Yeah.
Do you think we are more like these signs or our personality results? Where I was an INTJ and you were an ENFP. I would love to know.
What would you think?
Well, I would also argue, which is annoying of me, that like the sign you got is a very Pisces, like.
Okay.
Because
I don't know as much about like, well, this is obviously older.
Yes. And like they're different as well.
There's a lot more knowledge or there's not a lot more kind of research into like astrology and like.
There's no research into astrology yet because it's like a pseudoscience where that
would. I mean, like there would be a lot of like stuff that you could access to like read for information.
Yeah, but I guess it wouldn't, I don't think it would be as reliable as the information that you'd be getting on something like Myers-Briggs, which was like developed by psychologists. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
As far as I'm aware. But anyway, girls, let us know what you think. And I'd love to know, like, maybe this will be a huge survey we can do in the future. Like, what signs are the It Gals listeners percentage? Ooh, maybe I'll put that up as a poll tomorrow.
Oh, how would we do that?
Well, I'll do two and two. One, well, like, are you a this or this one? Or then the next story can be this or this one.
And then we'll see the votes.
Exactly. We'll see the numbers. Oh, what fun, the average
we love
is.
A poll.
Okay, because we haven't done a poll in ages. That's the poll for tomorrow, girls. You are welcome.
Keep
for
an eye on the IG, girls.
Spilling this tea, girls. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, gals.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.